Greetings, wonderful listeners. Welcome back to the AOB Olagojo podcast, your compass for self-awareness and personal development. I'm your host, AOB Olagojo, and today marks the beginning of a transformative series, Managing the Economy of Your Heart. In this exploration, we'll delve into the profound truth that the economy within us holds more significance and power than the one around us. Today, in part 1, we draw inspiration from the book of 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. In a world filled with external economic factors, we often overlook the most powerful and influential economy, the one within us. So, buckle up as we embark on this enlightening journey into the economy of your heart. Let's begin with a scripture that serves as our guide today. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. It reads, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul." This verse encapsulates the essence of managing the economy of your heart. Your mental economy is the most valuable economy you possess. It is the arena where your life results are determined and your ultimate destiny is defined. Now, think of your soul as the epicenter of this economy, and prosperity here radiates to every aspect of your being. The prosperity of your soul directly influences the prosperity of your person. How rich you are in your heart shapes how wealthy you will be on the earth. It's not just about financial wealth, it's about the richness of your mind, emotions, and spirit. A rich mind makes a rich man. Consider your heart as a treasury of your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. Just as a well-managed economy leads to growth and abundance, a well-managed heart economy leads to a flourishing life. What you cultivate within will manifest in your external experiences. Now, let's reflect on the words from 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul." This prayer emphasizes the interconnectedness of well-being and the state of one's soul. To manage the economy of your heart effectively, consider it as a garden. Nurture it with positive thoughts, gratitude, and love. Weed out negativity and cultivate the seeds of joy. The fruits of this garden will be evident in your overall well-being. In conclusion, dear listeners, as we wrap up part 1 of managing the economy of your heart, remember that your mental economy is the cornerstone of your prosperity. The richness within you determines the richness you experience in your life. Take a moment to reflect on the state of your heart economy. What seeds are you planting and what fruits are you harvesting? As we journey through this series, we will explore further aspects of managing this vital economy. Thank you for joining me on this insightful episode. Until next time, may the economy of your heart be filled with prosperity, joy, and boundless possibilities. This is AOB Olagojo, signing off from the AOB Olagojo podcast.